Iraqi officials have hailed the success of a security plan that was devised to ensure the security of millions of Arab bank programs. The commander of Iraq's Middle Euphrates Operations Command has confirmed that over 19 million visitors, including 4 million foreigners, took part in Arab bank pilgrimage this year.
This year's Arab bank pilgrimage was exceptional with regards to the great number of visitors. The pilgrimage this year began earlier than previous years. On a regular basis, security is tight in the holy city of Karbala. Though in the upcoming days, we will start removing checkpoints and allowing cars to move freely in the city.
Al-Muhammadawi also pointed out that the Grad rockets, which were fired at the outskirts of the holy city of Karbala last Thursday, were fired from the Al-Nakhir desert. He said the attacks show that the terrorists were unable to penetrate their way into the city.
Terrorists are always trying to destabilize the holy city of Karbala, not only on special occasions like Ashura and Arba'in, but on regular days as well. From a military perspective, the absence of a security breach is seen as a victory for us, as it reflects the terrorists' frustration of not being able to penetrate into the city through our checkpoints.
Meanwhile, Karbala police chief says security forces carried out preemptive measures to make sure no terrorists would slip into Karbala in the guise of a pilgrim.
The first stage of the security plan included the extensive search of Karbala outskirts, especially the desert regions. We have also arrested a number of suspects before the beginning of the Arba'in pilgrimage.
It is worth noting that the joint security plan was devised to secure the Arba'in pilgrimage from the holy city of Najaf to Karbala and saw the collaboration of all of Iraq's army and air force, as well as police forces and volunteers.
The success of the Iraqi government in providing security for millions of pilgrims on the day of Arba'in and millions others in the first 10 days of the Islamic month of Muharram are seen as two strategic victories for the newly elected Abadi-led government. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Karbala.